from Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey, joins us now with extremely local news. Good morning, Seamus. This is good news because very few movie theaters are south of downtown, but we've got a reopening, don't we?
That's right, Bob. Good morning. Yes, this is the Showplace Icon Theater, which is on Roosevelt Road in the South Loop, just a little bit west of Clark Street in that development there. It closed down in the last couple weeks ago, and sort of sad news for the people that love to go there to see movies, but it was just announced yesterday that AMC has purchased it, and they're planning on reopening it in early 2025. There's 16 theaters there. They're going to rehab it a little bit. They're building a bar within the complex, and they're going to call it the AMC Roosevelt Collection 16. So, good news for people that still get out of the house and don't stream all their movies and like to go see it with a little bit of popcorn in a crowd.
Yeah, well, this weekend will be busy at movie theaters with Wicked, that's for sure. Let's talk about this old rail line that's being revived in Pilsen.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone has heard of the Bloomingdale Trail and the 606 in the Logan Square area, but a very similar one. There's actually a couple similar ones being developed around the city, one in Englewood, and then the one in Pilsen is the one with a little bit of movement in the last week or so. This had been proposed by Rahm Emanuel in 2016. It would be old, abandoned Burlington Northern Santa Fe tracks running from Pilsen to Little Village, but it had really been stalled for about 8 years or so now, with just some concerns that about a bike trail, walking trail running through an industrial area, as well as what would be the impact on local housing prices. We all saw when the 606 opened that it was a wild success in terms of people loving it, but people living alongside of it saw their property taxes and values go up really high, and there's a lot of redevelopment, and it booted some people out. So the Pilsen Little Village folks are trying to avoid that, to put some safeguards into place. But after about 8 years of a lot of nothing, they had a community meeting last week where they're just getting some more ideas from people who would benefit most from the trail about what they want to see. And it was a lot of what you expect, bike trails, native gardens, running trails, just different things alongside of it and leading up to it that would really make it a benefit. But this idea of turning these old abandoned rail lines, and Chicago sure has a lot of them, into places that people can use legally instead of just having to sneak onto them and run on them illegally is a pretty cool idea, but gets very expensive. But this one looks like at least it's got a heartbeat again now.
Mm-hmm. And that old railway goes from West 16th and South Sangamon to West Cermak and South Laughlin, right across the street from Juarez High. We'll follow that story for sure. And this is going to be good for the city, I think. A big music production complex, maybe for the back of the yards. Tell us about this.
That's right. This is planned for the old Stockyards National Bank, which, like its name sounds, was in the Stockyards. This was the main bank for all the meatpacking industry for years and years and years. It opened in 1925, but when the Stockyards closed, it too closed, and it's really sat abandoned since 1973. So there's a lot of just decay going on in this building, but just a plan, just announced that the city, which had bought it, plans to sell it and open a huge music recording studio complex with just all the bells and whistles that you can imagine. It's Third Coast Music would be running it. And one of the ideas is obviously to have it open for community members to use, but really to turn it into sort of like the main spot for movie, TV, radio production, particularly for scoring movies. We do a lot of filming in Chicago now at CineSpace and elsewhere around the city, but a lot of the musical scoring for it just gets sent out of state. So they're hoping to bring some talent in and do a lot of it just in Chicago with this huge new studio. I mean, we're talking about $80 million to renovate this building, which is really a gorgeous building. They built it to resemble Independence Hall in Philadelphia. So if you're driving down Halsted, this is at 41st and Halsted. It is the old the old bank there that's a red brick with a big tower on it that looks quite a bit like Independence Hall in Philadelphia. So still, you know, it's still in the works. There's obviously lots to do to pull together $80 million in funding, but the city's behind it. They're going to sell the property as well as a neighboring lot for us for a second building. So would be pretty cool to see just one of these old Chicago buildings get back on the tax rolls for one, but also just seeing some new life for that stretch of the Stockyards, which isn't quite as busy as it used to be.
Yeah, they are even talking about maybe a music museum. They've got plenty of room in there. What is that building? It's like 76,000 square feet, right?
It's enormous, and it's got, as you can imagine, an old bank from the 1920s. It's got really high ceilings on the first floor,
right?
And, you know, and all sorts of arches. It's really a beautiful building. They've let people in there over the years to take pictures, and it's still got, like, as they say, good bones, and you know, just a lot of space to work with. So it'd be cool to see this progress.
They don't build them like that anymore. And finally, on the north side, plans to build an art center and housing for artists moving forward in Uptown. Is this gonna happen?
It looks like it will. This is for the Black Ensemble Theater, which moved to 4450 North Clark Street, and they've got property across the street that they just got the Uptown Alderwoman to sign off on. Angela Clay just announced her support for this, and the idea is they want to build a complex that would actually house actors and other artists at affordable rates, just to give them a place within the compound to live. So pretty big place. It would be 53 apartments, head of 7,000 square foot technology and media center, a performance education center, and I've seen the renderings of it. It's a pretty striking building, about four stories high, kind of a modern look to it. But yeah, it's a busy area, but the Black Ensemble Theater has been doing great things, and they've been growing, so they're hoping to build a little bit of a neighborhood for their actors and artists and all sorts of people in the Uptown area. So we'll keep an eye on that. Lots of development happening in
yeah,
Chicago.
Yeah, I like
Bob.
It. And I've been to shows at the Black Ensemble Theater. They are great. They do a wonderful job there. Seamus Toomey, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Seamus. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.